This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
Welcome to The Joy of Living Creatively. My name is Eric Maisel, and I'd like to guide you through a 9-episode series that examines the relationship between creativity and addiction, and that presents a first-ever recovery program for creative people. I hope that you'll share these episodes with your creative friends who may be suffering from an addiction or who may be worried about their addictive tendencies. For a more complete examination of this subject, please take a look at my new book, co-authored with the addiction specialist Dr. Susan Rayburn, called Creative Recovery, a complete addiction treatment program that uses your natural creativity. It's just been released from Shambhala Books and is now available from Amazon and other booksellers. Today's episode is the first in the series. It's called Creativity and Addiction. Let's begin. The short story The Bound Man by the German author Ilse Aschinger is a beautiful piece in the existential tradition. It goes as follows. A man awakens one morning to find himself inexplicably bound by rope. Instead of removing the rope at his first opportunity, as we might expect him to do, he decides to remain bound and to become a circus attraction, turning his accidental bondage into his trademark work. How strange! Why would a person happily accept such bondage? It is similar to the question that Franz Kafka poses in The Hunger Artist, where a man, who also chooses to become a circus attraction, starves himself to death because he can't find food that interests him. These authors are asking variations of the following vital question. Why do people carelessly, inexplicably, and even happily do things that harm them so much? One of the things that people do that harms them, but that they nevertheless hold on to, as if they were benefiting from it, is to get addicted and to stay addicted. Not for anything can you pry them away from their alcohol, cocaine, tobacco, internet surfing, video game playing, overeating, shopping, or sexual escapades. Tell them that they are dying? No matter. Tell them that they are wasting half their life in front of a computer screen or in the aisles of department stores? No matter. Remind them that they can't have love or a real life if they use sex as a drug? No matter. Point out that their liver is already not functioning, that their nasal lining is already perforated, or that their lungs are already black? No matter. What you experience as you talk to an addicted individual is that he or she is completely indifferent to your good arguments. Creative people, our best and our brightest, squarely fall into the category of people at high risk for addiction. People who accept the happy bondage of an addiction, even though they might be expected to know better, it isn't just romantic mythology that creative people are more prone than their peers to succumb to the lure of an addiction. It is a fact, and there are many reasons for this. As we go along, we'll explain these reasons, why, in addition to the biological, social, psychological, and developmental risk factors that confront many people, extra risk factors confront the creative person. For now, we just want to get on the table that the risk is significantly greater for you if you are creative. That's a fact. You don't have to be a creative superstar to run extra risks for addiction. Our clients and patients fall everywhere along the spectrum from unknown to established, from Sunday painter to world famous, from someone who manifests her creativity by knitting to someone who manifests her creativity by fabricating monumental public sculptures. We work with individuals who don't know what they want to create and who can't seem to access their creativity, and with individuals who know exactly what they want to create and who work obsessively to manifest their ideas and their intentions. What links all of these people and makes them more alike than different is their felt sense that creativity matters to them, that it is a part of who they are. If you can say that about yourself, then you are a member of this family and run added risks for addiction. We picture you in the following way. We picture you as a sensitive, intelligent, thoughtful, ethically responsible person with a deep desire to actualize your potential, someone who responds to beauty and is interested in beauty, a person with strong individuality needs who nevertheless needs to make more than just me connections, someone who would love to live an artful, art-filled, and possibly art-committed life that feels rich and authentic. You may put your creative energies and creative efforts into scientific research, into your legal or clinical practice, into your political or social activism, or into one of the traditional creative disciplines like writing, painting, or performing. Maybe you don't know where to put your creative energies and efforts, and maybe you feel stymied by your inability to choose. Maybe you put them into so many different places that you feel scattered and unsatisfied. In whatever ways you manifest your creative nature, and whether or not you have found the way to successfully manifest that nature, you feel it pulsing in your being. If you see yourself in this description, you are at greater risk for an addiction. That's why we wanted to chat about this subject to speak directly to you. We have worked with thousands of creative clients, and few of them understood clearly how their creative nature added to their addiction risks. Not understanding, they also didn't understand that an effective recovery program had to take their creative nature into account and make use of those same qualities that put them at risk. Your individuality may put you at risk, and you should know that. You should also know how to use that individuality in support of your recovery. We want to present a complete recovery program that takes these 2 points into account: that your creative nature presents you with certain dangers, and that it also provides part of the solution. So, are you at greater risk? Try answering the following 15 questions. 1. Are you prone to boredom? 2. Do you prefer to do things your own way? 3. Are you eager to manifest your potential? 4. Do you feel under some pressure to make something of your life? 5. Do you feel empty if you aren't doing something interesting or exciting? 6. Do you dislike wasting time? 7. Have you ever fallen in love with a piece of music or a book? 8. Are you curious about how things work, including how the universe works? 9. Do you get frustrated when you see things done poorly or incorrectly? 10. Do you find yourself in opposition to some elements of your culture or your society? 11. Do you look for ways to improve systems or methods at work? 12. Do you change your mind on the basis of new information? 13. Do you feel that you sometimes have quite good ideas and quite interesting things to say? 14. Do you see yourself as more of a lone wolf than an ant in an ant colony? And 15. Do you experience time passing as a kind of pressure? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you are at greater risk for an addiction. Simply by virtue of seeing yourself as an individual with potential, as someone who questions life, is interested in things being done right, and who gets bored when your mind isn't occupied, your addiction risks are sincerely and really increased. That ends today's show. I hope you enjoyed it and found it useful. Please tune in next week for another episode of The Joy of Living Creatively. If you subscribe to The Joy of Living Creatively, you won't miss a single episode. To subscribe, please visit personallifemedia.com or look for The Joy of Living Creatively in iTunes. If you found today's episode useful, I hope that you might purchase your own copy of Creative Recovery, available now from Amazon and other booksellers. And I hope that you'll visit my website to learn more about my books and services. To visit, please head over to ericmaisel.com. That's ericmaisel.com. Thank you for listening.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.